The Australian Federal Police today warned that there would be more arrests over the hacking scandal that sparked concerns about the security of the national broadband network. The Federal Communications Minister denies that the national broadband network was in any way threatened by the hacking of one of its contracted providers' platform networks. But the Coalition's communications spokesman Malcolm Turnbull says the government and the company rolling out the national broadband network should be treating the hacking as a serious wake-up call. The CEO of the NBN Co, Michael Quigley, was not commenting on the issue yesterday, but a rather irate Mr. Quigley joined me just before we came on air. Michael Quigley, Australian Federal Police officers have already arrested one man alleged to have hacked into a service provider contracted to the NBN. Now they say there will be more arrests and charges. How concerned are you about the security of your network?
Well, first of all, I'd like to be absolutely clear about this hacking incident that took place with Platform Networks. And I'd like to respond to what is a bunch of provocative headlines that I've seen over the last 24 hours. Headlines such as self-taught hacker charge over NBN attack, which came from the ABC, or NBN hack charges from the Daily Telegraph, or more arrests to come over NBN hacking, which was in the Australian, or even as I saw this morning, Sky News, the NBN hacking scandal. I want to be very clear, if I can, with your listeners. The NBN was not hacked. It has not been compromised, it hasn't been placed at risk, and our security hasn't been breached. So each one of these headlines is wrong.
You say the NBN was not hacked, but one of your trusted contracted providers was. Shouldn't that alarm you?
This is the Platform Networks is one of the retail service providers who potentially could be a customer of the NBN. So, yes, we are, of course, very concerned about security, and we have built architectural resiliency, security, into the network from the very beginning. Even from the day the company was started, we have been in contact and had discussions with the government security agencies, and we've continued to work with those agencies right the way through our development.
Isn't it semantics, though, to argue that the NBN wasn't hacked when it's simply that it wasn't connected yet?
No, it's not semantics. The fact is an organisation is either hacked or it wasn't hacked. The fact is, in this particular incident, there was a lot of organisations that weren't hacked, and NBN was one of those organisations that wasn't hacked.
But one of your contracted providers was. Is it just luck that the NBN wasn't connected then?
Let me be clear. Platform Networks is not a contracted provider. It's a potential customer of the NBN. It hasn't got any customers on our network at this point in time.
It's one of your 13 contracted providers. Is that not the case?
As is Telstra, as is Optus, as is a number of other providers. Each one of them have responsibility for the security of their network, and we have responsibility for the security of our network at the NBN.
Will you end your contract with Platform Networks on the basis of this hacking?
Of course we won't. We will be working with all of our RSPs to ensure, and we have been, we've been working with them, to make sure that we put the right sort of protections in the network. Now, this is, as we all know, this is a worldwide problem. And we in NBN are doing everything we need to be doing to secure the network.
The Coalition spokesman on this issue, Malcolm Turnbull, says this should be a serious wake-up call for the NBN and the government, because in establishing a network of this kind, there is a greater risk of security breaches being able to pervade, as he says, the whole system. Is he right?
I understand also that Mr. Turnbull said yesterday on your program that this man, the hacker, has effectively been able to map much, if not most, of the NBN's existing infrastructure. That statement is factually incorrect. Our network was not mapped. There's no evidence at all that our security was compromised in any way by this individual. And yes, of course, Mr. Turnbull is right that all of us in today's world need to take security very, very seriously.
So what sort of guarantee are you prepared to give right now about the security of your system?
When it comes to security, you can never give absolute guarantees. But what I can give a guarantee of is that we are doing everything possible to use all the latest technologies, all the latest methodologies and techniques, and we're doing that in conjunction with the security agencies, in conjunction with our chief security officer, to put all of the things in place that we need to.
Given that Platform Networks has been hacked, why won't you end your contract with them?
Because it's a subject that we will talk with the relevant security agencies to make sure that the protections that need to be in place are in place. But it would be, frankly, be presumptuous of us to jump to that conclusion at this point in time.
The police, in describing the operation against this alleged hacker, though, and I'm quoting the assistant commissioner here, said that he had basically taken over their system, that is, Platform Network's system. Given that, doesn't that pose a threat to the NBN if you continue with your contract?
No, it doesn't pose a threat to NBN if we continue with that. Well, and by the way, when you keep using the word contract, what all we have done with Platform Networks is gone through an onboarding process, which means they can be a potential customer of ours down the track. It is up to the retail service providers, obviously, to do the job in security that they need to do, and we will be working with them to make sure that happens. Now, obviously, before we start putting any customers from any retail service provider, we will assure ourselves that we do not have an exposure.
Now, you're announcing the NBN's wholesale broadband agreement today. What safeguards will be in there to protect against hacking?
There is a range. Now, these are very complex documents. I won't try and, at this point in time, explain all of that, but there are, in fact, security requirements in those wholesale broadband agreements.
Who do they hold to account for security?
The wholesale broadband agreements are generally agreements between our potential customers and ourselves, and there's a range of obligations on both parties, both ourselves and the retail service providers, in a range of areas, including security.
So what safeguards will you have in place to protect the NBN's infrastructure, for example?
We do a lot of things. In fact, right from the beginning in building the architecture, we have facilities to monitor intrusion. We do filtering of our internal network. And I want to stress here, by the way, it's always when you use the word filter, people can take it the wrong way. I'm talking about filtering of our internal network. I'm not talking about filtering customer traffic, just our own internal network. We use firewall technologies. We have security testing at multiple stages, vulnerability management. We do continuous patch management of software. And we do all the usual things you would expect for resiliency, redundancy of the network. So this is a vast area. It's an area in which you have to keep up to date, and that's the responsibility of our chief security officer.
The head of the Australian Computer Security Response Team, Graham Ingram, says that the NBN does need to be more actively leading this security debate. Do you agree with him?
No, I think we have our part to play. I don't think NBN's role is to lead this security debate. In fact, one of the issues that the NBN has at the moment is people see it doing, frankly, just about everything. Is our job is to build a network, and our job is to make sure that that network is secured. Our job isn't to solve the security issue for Australia.
Michael Quigley, thanks very much for joining us.
It's a pleasure, Eleanor.